Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Wildfires remain active across an area of north, central, and eastern Alaska. The Alaska Fire Service reports red flag conditions, including warm temperatures, low humidity, and brisk winds in an area from the southeastern Brooks Range to the Canadian border, including the Yukon Flats. The AFS says the region east of the Dalton Highway has been perpetually dry this summer and is forecast to remain that way. The AFS lists over 30 active wildfires in the upper Yukon and Tanana regions, most of which are burning in remote areas and not currently threatening anything. Those blazes are being monitored, but six are receiving attention from firefighters working to protect native land allotments and scattered structures. The largest blaze has burned 60,000 acres on both sides of the U.S.-Canada border, including 23,000 acres in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. Efforts on the Campbell River Fire are focused on protecting structures in the area of Old Rampart. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game says a black bear attack on two Pogo mine workers that killed one of them last month was likely predatory.
It was a healthy adult male bear that hadn't eaten in some time. It was not defending a kill. And the nature of the attack appears to have been predatory.
Doreen Parker-McNeil with the department's Fairbanks office says the June 19th attack that killed Aaron Johnson of Anchorage and injured Ellen Trainer of Fairbanks is only the fourth predatory incident among 208 reported bear attacks.
It's not very common for predatory attacks to happen, but they do happen.
The bear that attacked the women at a remote site while they were collecting geological samples was shot dead by a mine employee. Meanwhile, the Bureau of Land Management has temporarily closed a campground on the Taylor Highway near Chicken due to an aggressive bear, KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
BLM spokesman Craig McKay says the agency closed the Walker Fork campground Wednesday after a young black bear tore open several tents there and tried to get into recreational vehicles earlier in the week.
This one was sufficiently serious that we needed to close the campground temporarily.
McKay says the bear's been hanging around the campground at milepost 82, about 10 miles east of Chicken, since Sunday. He says BLM staff tried unsuccessfully to repel it.
Our first preference in these kind of situations is always some kind of non-lethal measure.
McKay says agency officials hope they won't have to resort to more serious measures, such as capturing and relocating it or killing it.
With the campground closed, of course, the attraction of food should go away, and we're hoping maybe the bear will move out on its own.
McKay says BLM closed the campground over a concern for campers' safety, but he says agency officials don't want to keep it closed any longer than necessary.
We know it's the height of the season. We have a lot of travelers going down the Taylor Highway in and out of Canada. It's close to the border there, and so we are, of course, interested in opening that campground since it's safe to do so.
McKay says BLM officials will review that strategy on Monday to determine if it's succeeded in discouraging the bear. If not, he says they'll consider the other measures. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
People opposed to U.S. Senate health care legislation gathered outside Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski's Fairbanks office last night. The event was organized by Our Revolution Fairbanks, one of numerous local groups formed across the country after Bernie Sanders' presidential campaign. The group's Olivia Garrett helped put together the local event to call on Senator Murkowski to vote against the Republican-crafted Better Care Reconciliation Act.
About 67,000 Alaskans, I believe, stand to lose coverage if the BCRA passes. And it is a life or death issue. I know that sounds like a lot of hyperbole, but, you know, there are folks who will die. You know, a lot of Medicaid recipients, a lot of people with disabilities, debilitating mental illnesses.
Among those in attendance, longtime Fairbanks residents Terry Bourne and Jim Rupert were clear about what they want included in national health care.
The Medicaid expansion and supporting Planned Parenthood for the state of Alaska.
We need to have consistent coverage for everybody.
Also in attendance was North Pole City Council member Santa Claus, who voiced concern about health care for children.
A lot of children are on Medicare and Medicaid, particularly here in Alaska. So I would like to see the Medicare for all.
Also yesterday, a sit-in was held at Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan's Fairbanks office to express concern about the Republican health care bill. A vote on the legislation could come at any time. Passage hinges on solidarity among Republicans, as no Democrats support the bill. Backers of a ballot initiative that would ban the Fairbanks North Star Borough from regulating wood and coal-fired heating devices are down to their last day to collect 1,800 signatures to get the measure on the October 3rd municipal ballot. State Representative Tammy Wilson of North Pole is helping gather signatures for the Home Heating Reclamation Act. Wilson said sponsors still needed about 800 signatures as of yesterday.
If we don't get the signatures in time to be on this year's ballot, we are absolutely going to continue to get signatures and make sure it's on next year's ballot.
Sponsors began collecting signatures June 16th after initiative language was approved by the borough clerk's office. Serious wintertime fine particulate pollution in areas of Fairbanks and North Pole is attributed to smoke from wood and coal burning. The borough recently tightened regulation of emissions from stoves and boilers, and Wilson says that's created some urgency to getting the initiative before voters sooner.
Made it to where there's more and more violations out here in North Pole where the monitor is. The way these are, you're pretty much never going to be able to burn.
Breathing tiny wood and coal smoke particles known as PM2.5 is a proven health danger. If the initiative makes it onto the Fairbanks North Star Borough ballot, it will be the sixth related to air quality voters have considered since 2010. I'm Dan Bross.